I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Matt Nonnemaker is a student at Chatham High School. He recently played soccer for the freshman high school team in the fall and plans on playing baseball in the upcoming spring season. In his free time, he enjoys hanging out with his friends and sleeping. His favorite TV shows are The Office, How I Met Your Mother, and South Park.
I believe in bridge jumping at sunrise. My family has a beach house in Martha's Vineyard, a small island off of Cape Cod. Every summer, we go up there for a long time and create lots of great memories with friends and family. Our favorite thing to do is jump off Jaws Bridge, a 20-foot bridge at a beach that everyone jumps off into the cold blue ocean. It is named Jaws Bridge because a scene in the movie Jaws took place on the bridge itself. One night, I was with my two brothers, my brother's friend Jack, and my friends Annie, Francis, and Carissa. My oldest brother, who was also named Jack, proposed an idea. Guys, what if we all wake up really early tomorrow morning around sunrise and go to jump off the bridge? The idea seemed crazy, but also seemed like a boatload of fun. We had thought of doing something like this in the past before, but the plans always were considered a joke. Nobody wants to wake up early enough to see the sunrise on a summer day. One of the best things about summer is sleeping in. However, this time it seemed like we were actually going to do it. We looked online to see what time the sun was rising the next day so we could get there at the perfect time. The weather app said 5:30 a.m., meaning that we would have to wake up at around at least 5 a.m. Waking up that early is no easy task. It also meant that if we were to do this, we would be exhausted the entire rest of the day. And not only did we have to wake up so early, but we had to find the energy to go to the bridge and jump off into the freezing cold waters of the Atlantic Ocean. The next day, we met at the bridge at the perfect time as the sun was just rising up. We all stood on top of the bridge together, all regretting this decision. With the dark, wavy water below us, we knew we could not back out now. We decided that we would count down from three and jump at the same time. The feeling of hitting the water that morning felt like there was ice running through my veins. It was a feeling I never felt before. But at the end of the day, it was an amazing experience, and I'm very glad we did it. It was totally worth waking up early, and I highly recommend doing something like this with your friends if you ever get the chance. None of us wanted to wake up that early, but we were all so happy we did. That day was to this day one of the best moments of my life, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.